Message number 11, January the 5th, 1978.
My dear friends, I am happy to be with you once more. My plan is that my teaching should precede my presence and prepare my way. My people will release it through their groups and group endeavor. When mankind is somewhat prepared, my voice shall be heard. Meanwhile, my efforts are bearing fruit, producing change, drawing together men and nations, and bringing new hope to the world. I am emerging soon. First, I would point the way into the new direction which man, if he would survive, must take. Firstly, men must see themselves as brothers, sons of the one Father. This is essential if they would progress one step nearer the Godhead. Throughout the world, there are men, women, and little children who have not even the essentials to stay alive. They crowd the cities of many of the poorest countries in the world. This crime fills me with shame. My brothers, how can you watch these people die before your eyes and call yourselves men? My plan is to save these my little ones from certain starvation and needless death. My plan is to show you that the way out of your problems is to listen again to the true voice of God within your hearts. To share the produce of this most bountiful of worlds among your brothers and sisters everywhere. I need your help . I call on you to aid me in my task. How can I stand aside and watch this slaughter? Watch my little ones die. No, my friends, this cannot be. Therefore, I am come quickly among you once more to show you the way, point the path, the success of my mission depends on you. You must make the choice whether you share and learn to live peacefully as true men, or perish utterly. My heart tells me your answer, your choice, and is glad. Please receive the blessing of Christ. May the divine light and love and power of the one most holy God for now upon your hearts and minds. May this light, love, and power lead you to seek that which dwells in silence within you. Find that and know that you